I looked over Jordan, and what did I see coming for to carry me home? A band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me.
Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of John. If you have your Bible ready with you. John chapter 12. You will read three places today. Let's start with it. John chapter 12 from 37 verse. But though he has done so many miracles before them, yet they believe not on him. That's the saying of Isaiah, the prophet, might be fulfilled, which he spoken, Lord, who had believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed. Therefore, they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, and he has blinded their eyes, and harden their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, not understand with their heart, and be converted, and you shall heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Romans 11 from verse 24. Romans chapter 11, verse 24 to 26. For if thou wast cast out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and wast grafted contrary to the nature unto a good olive tree, how much more shall this, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? 25. For I will not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own concept, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fulfillment of the Gentiles become in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodly from Jacob. Let's go to Daniel chapter 9. Verses 25 to 26. Now know therefore and understanding that from the going forth of the commandment to the restore of the build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, unto the priest shall be 70 weeks, and 62 weeks, and the street shall be built again, and the wall even in troubles time, and after 62 weeks. Shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the place that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end therefore shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolation are determined, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the abolition to cease. And for the overspreading of the abomination, he shall make it desolate. And even until the consummation that is determined shall be poured upon the desolated. Let's all pray together.
Avant la fondation de ce monde, Père, fais descendre ton esprit et que toi tu puisses se déplacer et que toi tu puisses remplir tout et chacun de nous avec ton esprit, que toi tu puisses nous donner la force et de vivre la vie de ton évangile. Seigneur Jésus-Christ, au nom puissant de ton Jésus-Christ, que nous t'avons ainsi prié.
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight for your mercy, for your grace that brought us inside this place, Father. We come humbled before thy presence, asking you, Holy Spirit, should take control of everything tonight. Father, we come expecting and we are depending on thee. In our own, we can't do nothing, Father. But if you are with us, we'll be able to do things that the world can't believe it. Father, we believe that your word was spoken, Father, and your word is read, Father, that from it we should draw life, Father. And we believe that your word are spirit and life, Father. Give us life that are inside of your word. Bless the presence of each of us tonight, Father. We come here not to see one another, but we come to meet with thee. And we believe it's time when you come, when you break the bread, Father, their eyes are open, Father. Open our eyes tonight that we should see where we are standing, Father. We know that everybody can read these things, but the inspiration only comes from thee, Father. That's why we ask you, Father, to anoint us, Father. Anoint my lips, anoint the ears of my brethren and sister in this place, Father, that you should be able to speak the inside of the heart of thy people, Father. Father, we don't come here for picnic, Father. We don't come here for fun. We come here that we should make ourselves ready for the journey that is ahead of us, Father. We know, Father, that you, the one who started this walk in us, you'll be able to bring it at the end, Father. We ask you once again to bless your servant, our pastor, bless his family, Father, and bless everything that he's doing, Father, and that you should protect him until when we meet here on Sunday, and the glory and honor will be given unto thee, Father. We ask you once again to take control of everything, Father, and give us the liberty of thy spirit, Father, because where thy spirit is, there's a liberty, Father, and we believe that you are present tonight with us, because you promise where two or three are gathered in thy name, you shall be in their midst, Father. And we gather in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we believe, Father, that the number doesn't count, Father, but it's your presence that counts, Father. If you are with us, Father, it makes the difference, Father. And this gathering, Father, we don't want to gather for just ourselves. We want to gather with the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. We want you to be here tonight and bless us in a special way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You maybe have a seat. Then we want to be able to move from the thought, from the book of Daniel, that we want to look in another angle from Daniel chapter 9, to look at the last half and three and a half years of Daniel. That's where we want to get in deeply there. Now from what we read from the book of John, we saw something very interesting there, that John give us an indication, and we see why these things has to happen the way it happened. Now here in the book of John, if we go back again to the book of John, chapter 12, from verse 37, and we see the scripture tell us, but the scripture tell us in John 12, 37, but though he has done many miracles before them, yet they believe not on him. Now the Lord had made many miracles before the Jew, the Hebrew children, but they didn't believe in him. Despite the fact that everything was proved in the scripture, for Jesus Christ being the Christ, that they could not believe at all. And we see that in the book of Romans, when we get down to the book of Romans, where we read, and the scripture tells us that the blindness of Israel, it was in part, and it was with a purpose. As we go along, you will understand that it was for your sake and my sake. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ did many miracles with the Jew. He discerned the thought of the heart of the people, and he proved them that he is the Messiah, that he is supposed to come. But they didn't believe, despite the fact that everything was proved. And even some people give the testimony that he was the Messiah. But the Jews were still blind. They were not able to see the scripture and see it, that it is fulfilled. Because even when Christ read the scripture, Luke chapter 4, I always want to refer there. And when he read from verse 18, and he says, today the scripture has been fulfilled in your eyes, but they will not believe it. They say this portion of the scripture can only be fulfilled only when the Messiah came. But we saw that the Messiah was already there and reading himself the scroll and showed them that today the scripture had been fulfilled. But they could not believe still. But we see now that the scripture also tells us in Romans that they were blind in a party. And with a purpose, why they are blind. And the prophet, he gives us very good things. I want to start here in the spoken word, God keep his word. The prophet says, it was preached in 1957. The prophet said, now may the Lord add the blessing to his word. Did you notice here, strange, that read, that these people could not believe because Isaiah, a prophet, has said so. Did you catch it? Now, do you know that the word of God once spoken, it can never be taken back. And the word of God is perfect. Amen. Now, the word of God, once it is spoken, it can't never, ever be taken back. Now, we saw, according to the scripture we read from John chapter 12, Isaiah is referring the scripture to Isaiah 53, where he said to him, the arm of the Lord is being revealed. Now, these things must be revealed to you. Now, Isaiah, when he was reading the scripture and telling them that if these things are revealed to you, you will be able to see who is the Messiah. And the Lord Jesus Christ came perfectly the way the scripture says that he should come. But we know the reason that they were blind, because there is someone, you and I. The reason that Israel was blind, it was because of you and I. That you and I could be saved. Because the scripture tells us, let's go to Romans 11. We lay a foundation there, that before we could go forward. Romans 11, from verse 24. Now it says, for if thou wast cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and the west graft, contrary to the nature, into a good olive tree, how much more shall these which be natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? Now, it was speaking about Israel and about you and I, that the way they was separate. Now, in verse 25, for I will not, brethren, that ye shall be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye shall not be wise in your own conceit, that the blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentile be come in. That was the reason. Until the fullness of the Gentile be come in. That was the reason that why they were blind. And that was the reason 3.5 years that stopped there. What that we saw according to the message. That is there that to be fulfilled after when the last of the Gentile, the bride is in, then the scripture will be fulfilled. Now it was with a purpose. This thing that God did there, it's for your sake and my sake. Because we see that Daniel there, when he went to pray, he wanted to understand. And the prophet say in the sixfold purpose of Gabriel to Daniel, that these things, when Daniel read about them, Daniel chapter 9:24, he said, all these scriptures there, it could not be fulfilled at that time. Because there is someone that need to be grafted in. And that is you and I. That the purpose why the scripture wasn't fulfilled there. That for you and I to be saved, someone must reject the salvation. That you and I could get in. Because it didn't start with us. It started with someone else. It was presented to the Jew, and they reject it now. And it has to come to us. Now, from these things, we know the reason, and everything shows in the scripture. If you read your Bible, you get the understanding of the Bible, you will find that there's three people there that are always the Bible speaking about it. It's speaking about the bride, and speaking about Israel, and it's speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Those are the main actors of the Bible. And all the story, you will find the same thing. And all the type of the Bible, you will find the same thing. If we go back to Joseph, you will find that is the same thing that is happening there. Because we know that according to Genesis chapter 37, when Joseph was sold by his brethren, and we know the purpose that he was sold by his brethren. Now the brethren think that Joseph will hate him, we get finished with him, we get rid of him, we have nothing to do with him again. Now, off we sell him, he's gone. His life will be destroyed forever. We won't be able to see him anymore. But what happened there? That in Genesis 45, when Joseph revealed himself unto them, when he come and tell them that you should not be ashamed, you should not condemn yourself, because God did it with a purpose. And we know the reason God did it there, because it was the type, and those type must be fulfilled, everything that is in the scripture. Now they sold him the same way that the Lord Jesus Christ was sold, by his own brethren. It was his own brethren that sold him, that the same way they did with Jesus. That it was perfectly the same. And they sold him because of the silver, and Judah also did, sold him for silver, and they got some of the money, and they find that they did something wrong, but it was too late. The scripture must be fulfilled. Now, Joseph has to tell them his dream, that they will be able to sell him. But if he didn't tell them the dream, there will not be a hatred. And the scripture will not be fulfilled. And there will be no type there. And everything that happened there, it happened with a purpose. Everything that happened there, it happened with a purpose. As we go, you will see many things. Just bear with me as we try to lay the things, a foundation, that you could understand clearly why the things has to happen that way. Why all these things in the Bible must go that way. Why Israel was blind. Israel was blind. It was purposely, the prophet says. Israel was blind. It was God that did so, that you and I could be saved. But we know that they were blind in a party. They were not totally blind.
God didn't completely reject them. It was with a cause. Because when they sold Joseph, they mean that inside of Joseph, because when he was 70 years old, getting close to the age of being married, that Joseph could make a choice there in Israel, and the scripture will not be fulfilled. He need to be sold, that he could go there and get a bride from the gentile. Now that was the purpose of them doing all these things. That was the purpose. Sometime it seemed to be like Joseph wasn't mature to tell them the dream. Because if he didn't tell them the dream, they could not bring this thing far that way. Somehow he has to tell them the dream for the scripture to be fulfilled. Because it's some way he must tell them exactly. Because when he told them the dream, it bring a strong hatred inside of their life. And they say, we must get rid of this guy. Now he wants to see that he will rule over us. Now the things was for the future. It wasn't yet to be done at the moment. It was the dream of the future. But them, they must fulfill their part. It's the same way as Judah did it. For the things of the future, he must fulfill his part. Now the same way that this guy should fulfill their part, they must sold him. Otherwise that Joseph could have a gentle bride, a bride from the heathen, a bride from Egypt, Asenath, could come in, that they have to sold Joseph. If they didn't do it, there was no way where Joseph will be able to marry outside of Israel. Now the same thing that what happened with Christ, they have to sold him first, that you and I could get the blessing. Because if we open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 27, it's a familiar scripture. Matthew 27, and we go to 25th verse. Matthew 27, 25. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. And everybody answered that his blood be upon us and in our children. Now that it was Hebrew children, they make that choice that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ should be upon them and upon their children. They make their choice there. They have the choice to choose someone else and to leave the Lord Jesus Christ. But they could not make that choice. Because if they made that right choice, you and I will not be in. Will not be grafted in. They have to make that choice that way, that you and I could have a place. Without that, you and I will not have a place. Because these things, we will go back to Genesis. You will find that all the things must be fulfilled that way, because it was the type. The Old Testament, it was the type, the shadow of the New Testament. Everything that happened there, the reality will happen in the New Testament. That for you and I to understand the New Testament very well, we must understand the Old Testament. Now we see that they have to make that choice. They have to do it that way. That they must solve the Lord Jesus Christ. That you and I could get salvation. That you and I could be saved. They have to do it. And they sold him. And the prophet says, in the spoken word, what shall we do with a man called Christ? Jesus Christ in our hand. It was preached in 1964. The prophet said that today they made a serious mistake. They choose a murder of the gospel than the person of Christ. Today they made the same mistake that they made at that day at Pilate Hall when they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ and choose a murder. And they say they make the same mistake. And it's always that way, that in order for the scripture to be fulfilled, they have to do it that way. And we find also that something very interesting in Genesis chapter 48. Let's read Genesis chapter 48. When now Jacob was blessing the children of Joseph, we found something very interesting there. And all them were the type and the shadow. All them were the type and the shadow to show us how the blessing, how Israel now will move, is supposed to be the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they will miss it. And you and I will be the bride. And we will show them also from the spoken word. We show them, the prophets explained them in the book of seals, that you will understand where these things come from, why things was done that way. Now, if you open your Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 48, verse 14, Genesis 48, 14. And Israel stretched out his hand and let it upon Ephraim's head, and whom was the younger, and he left hand upon Manasseh's head, and guiding his hand, whittling, for Manasseh was the firstborn. Now we saw it. Now when we jump now to verse 17, listen the story. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, "Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head." And his father refused and said, "I know it, my son. I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly, this younger brother shall be greater than he." Now, this younger brother shall be greater than he. And why it happening so? Because the scripture there, it happened for a purpose. And Jacob tell Joseph, his son, he said, "These things that I'm doing it by purpose. My hand was crossed this way. It was by purpose. It wasn't a mistake. You think maybe I make a mistake that I didn't know who is the younger, who is the elder. But these things happen that because there is a reality coming ahead. Because these things are just the shadows. There'll be a reality one day. And these things are just the type. There'll be a reality one day." And the prophet explained these things very well. And he told us why it happened that way. The prophet said that the blessing now shifted from Israel to the gentle bride. That the way the things has changed. The prophet said at the cross now, the things changed now. Because the scripture must be fulfilled. All the portion, all the shadow and the type must be fulfilled. Now we know that Israel, listen what the prophet say here. In the seventh seal, the first one, the first seal, the prophet say, "Now, notice when Joseph rejected by his brethren, he was given a gentle wife, Pharaoh's. Pharaoh gave him a gentle wife, and that bore gentle children, half gentle and Jew. Now, they give a great symbol that when Jacob was blessing them, Ephraim on one side and Manasseh on the other side, and he crossed his hand and give the younger child the blessing, and the two kids were added to the 12th tribe, which was only 10 at that time. And he blessed them in Jacob himself. And Joseph, his prophet's son, standing there said, "Father, you got wrong." He said, "I know my hand was crossed, but God crossed them. By Israel having the right to be a bride, rejected and sold their birthright now, and went from the old son, Israel, to the gentle. And the blessing went from there through the cross to the bride." Now we see the reason why he did that way. Now we see the reason the prophet explained, that the reason Jacob even hand was crossed, it was crossed deliberately. God did it that way, that the blessing should shift from Israel to go to you and I, who are Ephraim, the young son, that is supposed of Israel being the bride. You and I become the bride because they must reject the first. Now that's the way of the scripture. That everything that happened there, God being God, he must know everything. And the word of God can't be taken back, the prophet says. Once the word of God is spoken, it can't be taken back. Now the scripture of Isaiah also must be fulfilled. what he says, that they were blind, they must be blind. And with a purpose that you and I could be saved. That's why those 3.5 years are there. They can't start it now until the last of the gentle is grafted in. Then those 3.5 years to be started. Now, as we go, you will see it clearly from all the scriptures that it's very good to understand these things because it will establish your faith and your faith will not move. That all the time, everything that happened there, it must happen in our time. Because there was just a shadow. You can't see the shadow of an elephant. And suddenly you see a chicken. No. If the shadow of an elephant, the reality must be an elephant. It can't be a chicken. Now, everything that happened there, it happened with a purpose. And the Lord did it with a purpose. And we saw that Joseph was sold with a purpose. Because being the perfect type of the Lord Jesus Christ, he must be sold that way. Now, that being the perfect of the Lord Jesus Christ, he could not at all marry from Israel. Because Christ will not marry Israel, he will have a gentle bride. That the reason these things happen that way, that the reason they made that choice, that the reason they choose a murder inside of a life giver. They did it because the scripture must be fulfilled. If they didn't do it, you and I will not be saved. And the scripture there will not be fulfilled. Because there was the last portion, the last half, 3.5 years of the 70 weeks of Daniel that needed to be fulfilled. But at that time, for it to be fulfilled, something must happen. Now, Christ must have a bride. And the prophet said now, for Israel, God has allotted the time. But for the gentle, there was no time allotted for the gentle. God didn't determine time for you and I. For Israel, he did it that way. That it was with a purpose that God did these things that way. That everything that is in the Bible, it's recorded there for a purpose. And these things that they could not understand at that time, they could not see those scriptures. Because according to, let's go to Second Corinthians chapter 2. Because they remain, Second Corinthians chapter 3, they remain veiled until this time. They can't be able to see the scripture. Though the Lord Jesus Christ was vindicated, everything that needed to be done as to be the Messiah. But the Hebrew children could not see it. It was a written purpose of many scripture. If you read Matthew 24:22, you will find the same thing happening there. That the one that were bided for the marriage, the supper, they reject it now. Then someone else has to come. And they reject it with a purpose. There was a power that was moving them. Without even knowing, they say, no, we can't do it. Now, in Second Corinthians, if you are there already, Second Corinthians chapter 3. Let's start from from verse 10. And it says, for even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that is excellent. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more than which remain is glorious. Seeing then that we have a such hope, we use greater plainness of speech, and not as Moses which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of which is abolished, but their mind were blind, for until this day remained the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which all is done away in Christ. Now they are blind until this moment. Until this day, they're blind. Because how do we know that they are blind? Because even 1948, when they have to go back to Israel, what they went for? They say, we must go back to our homeland to wait for our Messiah. Which it means they still believe that the Messiah is not yet come. But the scripture proof there that Christ already came. And he fulfilled the scripture, the 3.5 years that the priest shall be cut off. And we know that those was the 3.5 years, was the 3.5 years of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the things he was fulfilled completely. He started doing his work at the age of 30 years old. And we see that Joseph was brought now to the throne at that time, at 30 years old. And the scripture is there, it's being fulfilled. According to the letter, all the shadow and the type are fulfilled there. But when Jesus read that scripture, at that day, that today the scripture being fulfilled, they were not able to see it, that it fulfilled. Now, they were blind, spiritually speaking, because their eyes were open. They were able to read the scripture. They were able to read the same book that you and I are reading. But it takes more than human for you to understand what is between the lines. That's why Daniel went to pray God for the revelation. Remember, we say on Wednesday that Daniel was very clever according to the Bible. He was an intelligent man. He was someone that was very clever. He could understand many things. But when it comes to time of understanding the scripture, you can't just read it and understand the way you want it to know. It takes God to drop down the revelation for you to understand it. That's why Daniel has to go in prayer to ask God the skill and the understanding. That God has to send a messenger. God has to send Gabriel, an angel, that he could reveal these things unto them, unto him. That God will be able to reveal these things. And God always is the same business. God is doing the same thing. And in our time, we see the same thing. For you and I to get the understanding of the Bible, God must send a messenger. And God always do the same thing. That's why God has to send a prophet to you and I, that the Bible should become a new book. Because when Daniel was reading, it was just an old book. He was reading, but he could not understand. And he said, now, let me seek the Lord to understand this book. Because it's very important for me to understand the time that I'm living in. Because the time of departure is near. I must understand this book now. But the only way that I can understand, it must be God bringing the revelation. And the prophet, remember in the seals, he says that when he was reading at mid in the morning, in the afternoon, he said that the angel come to me and he revealed these things unto me. You see, now God can't do anything before revealing his secret unto his servant, the prophet. Now, that's the way God does his thing. That for you and I to be able to understand this thing today, God must send a message to us. God must send a messenger. And when God sends the messenger, and we read the Bible through the glass, which is the message of the hour, we can understand the time that we are living in. And many people are confused because they don't have what it takes for them to understand these things. If they could ask God, they could be genuine. To ask God to show them the truth, they will be able to see the truth. Because Daniel asked God, he went on his knees. If someone wants to know that the message is the truth, you just kneel down and ask God. God will prove you that this message is nothing but the truth. Because everything in this message, it devoted with the scriptures. Everything we show you, it's completely together with the scripture. There's nothing out of the scriptures. Now, Daniel know that with man understanding, I will mess up everything. It takes God for God to reveal these things. Let me kneel down now, ask God for the revelation. When he started kneeling down, because the condition of the heart was right, and he set himself aside the business of this life, the care of this life, and went to seek the Lord, and God come and reveal him these things. If you seek the Lord, God will reveal to you the same thing. And when you're reading the message, you will see everything clearly. But when you just read it as a book, you will not understand. Because the Pharisees, the scribes, they read the same scroll that Jesus read. They read the same book of Isaiah. When they give to Jesus, and Jesus read them, and the book was powerful, and it has a powerful meaning inside of the life of Jesus Christ. And he says that scripture today is being fulfilled. But how many people were reading that book and were not able to see? And the scripture tells us the same thing that will happen in the time that we are living in. Let's lay a foundation also there. Let's go to the scripture we read, Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, and to bring to you understand how the people can be blind, spiritually speaking. As the prophet said that, when I see someone that is blind, my heart go off out of him. But there's a worse blind, is spiritually blind. For you not to see the things spiritually, it's very blind. Because these people were doctors, were very clever, but they could not see the scripture being fulfilled in their time. When Jesus was fulfilling the scripture, they were not able to see it, that the scripture is being fulfilled. Now, it tells us the same thing, that this age that you are living on, before the Lord, before the gospel could be back again to the Jew, the age that we are living must be blind at the age. They will read the scripture, but they will not see the scripture being fulfilled. And many people are reading the scripture, they will not see the scripture being fulfilled. God vindicated all the promise of this time, but the people still can't see it. Now, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, it said, because thou sayest, I am rich and increase with goods, and I have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. That Laodicea age that you and I are living. And the scripture called them blind and naked. But how can they tell them? Now, these are not the physical things. Because everybody here, you go outside there. Many people, even they put a trouser, they put a cloth. Now, naturally speaking, they are not naked. And they are not blind because their eyes can see. They can do a lot of innovation. They can achieve a lot of things. But we're speaking about spiritually blind. That where we're speaking is to be spiritually blind. They can't see the things of the scripture. They can't see how the scripture are being fulfilled. They can't know why all the events are taking place. All these things that are happening in this world, they can't see why these things are taking place. Why the people are speaking too much today about homosexual? Why the people are speaking so much today about women rights and all these things? Why these things are on the front page, all these things? Why these things has to happen that way? Because the spiritual eyes are open. We know exactly why these things must happen that way. But to them, they are blind spiritually. They can't see. They can read the scripture, but they can't see it. Because the scripture says what happened in the time of Lot must happen in our time too. Now, the sin of Lot must come back again to this time that we are living in. But the people are reading it. They will think like it's a normal things. They will think it like it's a fashion. But it's not a fashion for you and I. Why is not a fashion anymore? Because the angel, the messenger has come to us and revealed the book to us. Then we can see. Now our spiritual eyes are open. We can see the scripture. That is not the way the people are seeing it. And what it does to our life. Because these things, when Daniel read them, and Daniel get the revelation of them, it prepare him to go back to Jerusalem. Now, this scripture, when we have the revelation of it, it should prepare us to go back home. That's what the scripture will do to our life. The revelation of the scripture should do to our life is to make us ready to go home. Because if the scripture is revealed to you, it will change your life. It will change your attitude toward the things of God. It will change your life toward you, brother, and your sisters. Because if the scripture been revealed to you, the things must change inside of your life. Because Daniel could take away time from work. And when he searched the Lord and see the scripture being revealed to his life, it changed something inside of his life. He said, these things, I can't remain the same way I am. I need change in my life. I must be ready to go. Because one of these days, we must leave this place. Now, you must be prepared. The scripture doesn't come to give us the knowledge. Doesn't give us just to make us a better people. We know the things better than others. No. The reason the revelation come, because the revelation come and to make us in the position that we could be ready to go. The revelation didn't come just to make us a better group of the people. That if that's the case, then we miss the point. Because you can do these things. You can know them. If you are not ready to go, your life is not in a condition to go home. You will be in the same condition as the heathen. You'll be in the same condition. Because you're just reading the scripture. But the revelation has no impact inside of your life. But these things has moved Daniel to a condition that he must know exactly how much time remained for him to go back home. Because he wanted to go back home. He was tired of living in Babylon. In a world where there was so much confusion. Where the things weren't according to Jehovah. And he said, it's the time now to leave this country. Because the Lord says that he will restore. It's the time now he must restore the things now. Now it's the time now we must go back to our condition when we were first in Eden. When we have dominions over everything, God has made a way that we will go back there again. Now it prepared Daniel to go back to his homeland where he can worship God freely and worship God according to the law of Jehovah. He was tired worshiping in a condition where his heart wasn't in peace. In Babylon, despite that there was money there, that he managed to worship the Lord. But it wasn't a right place for him to glorify his God. And he wanted to go back home. And the revelation should bring the same thing to your life and to my life. It should give us a desire. It should give us a taste inside of our life to leave this country that we are living in. To leave this world that we are living in here. No, it's not just coming and accumulating knowledge. No, it should have something impact inside of our life. He is not the purpose of coming here, of us reading these things and try to present the scripture this way. It's not to give the people knowledge. It's good to some level, but it's to make the people ready. Because you can have the knowledge and miss everything. But if you have the revelation will change your life. Because Christ said, open this rock, I will build my church. And we know that open this revelation, I will build my church. If you build your church upon this revelation of the message of the hour, when the rapture comes, you will go there. But if it's just theology, it will not do anything good to you. Now we see that this portion of the scripture, this last 3.5 years, was there not to start, that you and I could be grafted in. That you and I could find our place there. That Christ should save you and save me. That we were not worthy. But because they reject now, it has to come to us. Now these things must come to us. That's why we see that everything stopped there. For the Jew, everything is stopped there. That everything stopped there in Daniel chapter 9. Because there's nothing that can move there. Until when the last of the gentle is becoming in. Then everything can start back with them again. Because the prophet said God can't deal with Israel and the gentle at the same time. No, God can't deal with them both at the same time. He deals with them differently. Israel has his own time and the gentle has their own time. Once God finished with the gentle and go back now to the Jew, there was no mercy anymore for the gentle. That you and I are living now somehow is in a prolongation time. Because we see now that God already has started dealing with the Jew in somehow. Because they were back now to their homeland. And they cried, they says, we have to go back home and go there and wait for our Messiah. And something that is striking me this week, what happened in Paris, that the Jew, no matter wherever they are, no matter they are unbeliever or believer, they have something that is different inside of their life. But when those 4 people were killed, those 3 children and 1 rabbi were killed, what happened there? They didn't bury them in France. They took the plane and they bring them to Jerusalem. Now that's something that is amazing, striking me. Say these people, somehow, not all of them we know that will be saved. But the scripture tells us all Israel will be saved. We know that these are 144,000 people. That will be saved in one day. But something with them, they take the scripture and they apply them at all corners. Because even Jacob, he told Hebrew children, he told Joseph, not to bury me in Egypt. And Joseph told his brethren the same thing. He said, I know that the Lord will visit you. When he visits you, take my bone and bring them to the promised land. And I saw it the same thing, that these people, they don't want their bones to be buried there in France. They want them to be there in the promised land because they know that only in the promised land where the resurrection will take place. Because they must be found there. And you never know who they are. Maybe they are one of them. But how will you know? You will not know it. But now you see that they are walking with the principle. They are walking with the word of God wherever where they are. They are doing these things exactly according to the scripture. Because some of the people, some of us, as we come here to Europe, we're not worried that they should bring me back to Congo. No. If they can bury me here, there's nothing matter. But for the Jew, it matter. They must go back there. Their bone must be buried in the promised land. Now we see that all these things, Jesus fulfilled all the scripture. And everything was done there. But something very amazing that they read the scripture. As some of the scripture we're going to read, you will see that how come this is Old Testament? It's the New Testament. It's not the New Testament. They have all the prophecy there. They have everything there that the scripture says that these things must be fulfilled. But they will read them. And Jesus fulfilled all them according to the letter. And everything, even the woman at the well, she knew, she says, our parents told us that when the Messiah will come, he will discern the thought of the heart. He will be able to discern the secret of the heart. And Jesus told her that I am the Messiah. Now the scripture was fulfilled exactly the way it must be fulfilled. But still they could not believe in those scriptures. They see it, but they could not believe it. And we see that they were so blind in that level. It's for you and I that we are a privileged people. That God has to blind his own people. That you and I can get in. But how much time is left for you and I? We don't know. How much time is left for you and I? We don't know. But because we don't know the time now, we must be ready to go. We must prepare ourselves. We must put aside the things of the world and be sure that our life is worth with the gospel. Now that's what we have to do in the time that we are living in like this. And being seeing some of the scripture being fulfilled. And see the scripture being fulfilled in Matthew 24. That the figure tree is putting the leaves again. Now we must bring something inside of our life. That we may come to church for the last time. That we won't come anymore. And we will be taken away. But now we must make sure that as we come to church, we should not make it a culture. We should not make it a gathering of the people. We should not get used with it. When we come to church, we must be serious that we coming to prepare ourselves. Because each time when we come to church, we want to be ready. We want to be a better people that we will be able to change in a twinkling of an eye. Now, if we are not coming with that purpose, we are just wasting our time. But if we are coming with that purpose, something must be reflected inside of your life and inside of my life. And something must be reflected. Now, the word that we hear must change our life. The word that we hear must have an impact inside of our life. The way we used to do things yesterday, it should not be the same way that we do it today. We should have a progression, spiritually speaking. We should progress. If we are not progressing, it's something wrong with us. Because God gave us all the resources that we need to progress. God gave us everything that you and I need. God gave us the spoken word. He gave us the MP3 player. And all these things that we can listen the message, audio, and read them. And these are the things that will prepare us. That the resource that will prepare you and I to be the bride of the bridegroom. That the things that will prepare us to be able to be the queen. Now the message of the hour will prepare us for it. Now the message of the hour, it shows us completely our position and the time that we are living in. And what we need to do in this time. Because in this time that we are living in, it's not time to play. It's not time to have problems. No, it's the time to keep a short accord with God. It's time that we must make sure there's nothing between us and God. It's the time that we must make sure that there's nothing that could hinder me to go to the rapture. Because we can see that most of the scripture are being fulfilled. But the devil is the master of the distraction. He will bring many things that will distract you, not to put your eyes on the goal. Now, Daniel know that for me to have a revival again, let me sit down now and seek the Lord with supplication and the prayers. Let me confess my sins and understand these things, because these things has an impact with my life. And the scriptures has an impact with your life and my life. The scripture that we are reading, it has to do with your life and my life. Because God, if he blind them with a purpose, he will not blind them forever. God will go back to the Jew. But when God will go back to the Jew, we don't know. For the Jew, it's very good, because the time is determined unto them. But for you and I, it's a surprise. He can come at any time, because there was no time that was allotted for you and I. Now, we must make sure that every time of our life, every day, we are ready to go when the Lord comes. That the purpose of us believing the message of the hour, that we should not see the destruction, that we should not go through the tribulation. The purpose of believing the message, because we know that there's a change of life. We will be translated in a twinkling of an eye. Now, that's the purpose of believing the message. If you are a message believer, why are we different from the group of the people? Because we are the wise virgin. We are not the full virgin. We are the wise one. And the wise must make sure that all the time she has oil in the lap. And you and I must make sure that we have oil in our lap. Because soon and any time from now, anything can happen. Because most of the scripture that is for you and I, for the gentle, are already being fulfilled. We can see everything being fulfilled in your eyes and in my eyes. The condition of the world that we are living now, the scripture is really vindicated, and the event made clearly by prophecy. Everything that the prophet has prophesied so far, almost all of them are being fulfilled. Just a few of them that are not yet fulfilled. But when Daniel get to that condition, and he read a prophet like you and I as a prophet, and when we read the book, the way Daniel read the book of his prophet, Jeremiah, when he read them, it moved him. It pushed him to seek the Lord. It pushed him to have a consecrated life with God. Now, this message that we are reading, it should push us to have a consecrated life with Christ. It should push us to something that will be able and sure enough that if the Lord come now, I will be able to go. Because when he read these things, he didn't read them just because he want to read them. No, he read them, and the things has a meaning inside of his life. The thing has an impact inside of his life. And he want to see the scripture being fulfilled. And he prayed and the revelation come and show him exactly the way the scripture must be fulfilled. Now we see that these things must be there that way. And he seek the Lord and see the scripture being fulfilled. And the scripture tell us that Israel was blind in a part. It wasn't totally blind. It was blind in a part that you and I could graft in. That you and I could get there inside. That the reason why God purposely blinded them. And that's why we see that the same way that these people has to be with Joseph. That God has to blind their eyes. Because Joseph, they say them, that I didn't come here because of your sake. It was God that sent me here in Egypt. It was God that sent them there. They say, you meant it for wrong, but God meant it for good. It was God that sent me here. And he was the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ was sold, not that because of the Jew. And we know that he died. The scriptures show us, and you and I, we are convinced that that death that he had, it wasn't for the Jew. It was for you and I. It wasn't the Roman that killed the Lord Jesus Christ. No, sir. It was our sin and my sin, your sin that killed him. It was your sin and my sin that put him at the cross. It was our sin that put him there. Because he has to die. Him that has no sin become a sin that you and I should have life. That we see now, that now without the message, we will not know these things. We will think that our Romans are bad. They killed the Lord Jesus Christ. But we know that they were just fulfilling. They were playing their party. But what really killed the Lord Jesus Christ? It was your sin and my sin. That's what he died for. It was your sin and my sin. That you and I could be saved. That he could do the work of the redemption. That you and I could find a party in God's plan. That he must die. Because once we born in this condition, we have no access to God. Once you and I are born from a woman, we have no access to God. And God has to make a provision. And that provision there, even the role Judah played, it was because of you and I. It was necessary that he was there. And one brother says, if the devil could know the mystery of the death of Christ, he could not accept that Christ should die. Because if he could know exactly the mystery of the death of Christ, he could not accept it. Because he would wish to have everything in his sight. But Christ has to die that you and I could be free from sin. That the mystery that was there, he didn't know it. He think that, this man must be killed, that we finish with him. But the purpose of him dying, that you and I could be saved. But the Jew, when they make that decision, they did it. It was by the power of God that pushes them to do that, that the scripture could be fulfilled. Now we see that once the last in of the Gentile, it's grafted in now. The Lord has to go back to the Jew and reveal himself in the way. Let's read Genesis chapter 45. Reveal himself in the way that Joseph revealed himself to his brethren. Get a good background there. Genesis 45. Before we read the scripture that we want to read. And we see now in Genesis 45. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all that stood by him. And he cried, caused every man to go out from him. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. Now we know that it was that this scripture will be fulfilled according to the prophecy of Zechariah. As we go to the book of Zechariah, you will understand that the scripture has to be fulfilled that way, because Joseph was the perfect type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard it. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph, don't my father yet lived? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brethren, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now, therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourself, that ye sold me either. For God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years had the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be hearing nor harvest. Now Joseph revealed himself to his brethren. Now if you open your Bible to the book of Zechariah, chapter 12, and you see that the scripture has to be fulfilled there. And you and I, we understand these things. But these things of the Old Testament, now the Jew has all this scripture. They know them all, but they can't see it. They read them, but they will not understand. Why? Because they are spiritually blind. Now, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Now, listen now. And I will pour open the house of David, upon inhabitant of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and the supplication, and the spirit of grace and supplication, and they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as mourned for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as on in the bitterness for his first son. Now we see that this scripture will be fulfilled. after the bride is taken away. Now they shall mourn. They shall do the same thing that when Joseph revealed to his brethren, they were there, they could not answer any word. They find that he did something very horrible because they sold their own brethren. Now in chapter 13, verse 6, and it shall come to pass in that day that the light, verse 6, and one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thine hand? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Now Jesus will reveal to the Jew and show them that this wound that I have, it was in the house of my friend. Now that will be fulfilled after the gentle is taken away. The gentle bride is taken away, then the scripture will be fulfilled. That's why those 3.5 years, they can't start it there of the 70 weeks of Daniel. Because you and I, the Lord must finish first with us. But something amazing, this scripture that we are reading today, the Jew has them. But they will read them because they are spiritually blind. They will not see it. But you and I, God has given us access because God has revealed these things to his prophet that you and I can read and see that these things are fulfilled there. The scripture is being fulfilled there. There's nothing that's left, but we see that your time and my time is not allotted, as the prophet says. But your time and my time now, that it's very dangerous because we don't know the time, we don't know the hour. For them who knows the hour and the time, they can prepare themselves. But you and I, we don't know the hour and the time. What will happen if he surprises us just after the church? Will you be ready to go? That the problem is there, that when we come to church, we want to put ourselves in the condition that we can go home. Because Daniel, when he prayed, when he seek the revelation, he didn't seek the revelation that he could be a big man. He seek the revelation because he want to understand the time of going home. He want to make sure that he is in the condition to go home to Jerusalem. Is in condition to go back where he's supposed to be. Because it's not where we're supposed to be. We are living here just temporarily. We have somewhere where we have to go. That God has prepared that place for you and I. That we have to go there, but we must be ready to go. But if we are ready to go, it must reflect inside of our life. It must reflect. When someone is traveling, you will see that the person is traveling. It has to reflect to the life of someone. Because you are going somewhere. You can't just do anything anyhow. You will prepare yourself. Maybe you are moving. You go to live somewhere else. You will start maybe selling you things because you will not be able for you to carry them. And the people will see that this person really is moved by the spirit of going somewhere. Because once that spirit is inside of you, your life will be different. When that spirit is inside of us, our life will be different. The things of God will mean more in each of us' life than it never been before. But when these things are not really, we don't have even time to pray. We don't have even time to come for the prayer meeting. We have so many excuses because the things are not really. Because if the things are really there, something must happen. Something happened, our life will show that we are preparing ourselves. Because there's a condition that it takes us for us to go to the rapture. But we see that this last portion of the scripture, the 3.5 years, are there that because of you and I. They are not yet to fulfill that you and I could have a chance to get inside. That you and I, the gentle bride, the last elect, that maybe will come tomorrow or after tomorrow, maybe will come today. If the one is in now, the rapture must take place. If the last one is in, the rapture must take place. Because once the last one is in now, God is finished with the gentle. And God now must go back fully to the Jew. Because there's some of the group of the people there. A nation that need to be born in one day. They are waiting there. And we can see that Israel has already manifested that they are in under expectation. Since 1948, Israel is there for waiting for their Messiah. They are there to wait for their Messiah. But we know the reason that the Messiah isn't yet come unto them. Because there's one that is outside there that has to come. One of the gentle bride. One is outside there, needed to come in. Once that one is in, then everything is finished. You and I has to go. But we see that we are privileged people to have these things and to know exactly what God is doing. And you know exactly the things that is happening in our time. Why these things are happening? Why all these things are taking place? Because you, the token is on display. The time that we are living is not a time of a playing game. It's not a time of a playing church. Because you cannot play church and you'll be disappointed at the end of it. We don't come here to play church. We come here to prepare ourselves for the rapture. Because if it was playing the church, we should find ourselves somewhere else. But when we come here, that we should be serious with the things of God. When we get the revelation of the scripture, that this thing should prepare us. Because we know exactly the time that we are living in. And we need to be moved by that spirit. Because when Daniel read these things, he was moved by that spirit. He moved by that spirit. He prepared himself and he prepared his brethren that we must go out of this place. This Babylon, this confusion place, that where you don't know who is who. You don't know exactly what should be done in this confusion that we are living in. This Babylon, though we are living in Babylon, but we are not of this Babylon. We are of heaven. He was living there in Babylon, but he was of Jerusalem. And he knew that the time, now it was the time for him to go back to Jerusalem. That you and I, the time that we are living in, is the time that we have to go back in. We have to go back home. Now, for us to go back home, we must be ready to go. You will not go home if you are not prepared. If you are busy in the things of this life, there is nowhere where you will go home. That's why it's important that we make sure we set aside all the things that are not necessary for us, that are not necessary for our Christian life, and make sure, because this kingdom of God, let me read for you Luke chapter 17. Read the scripture from there to show you that it wasn't even easy, the same as Daniel was there. It wasn't easy for him just to wake up and read the scripture and everything will go smooth. No, it was a sacrifice even to come to church. It's not something that is easy. You have to make a sacrifice to come to church. If it's not a sacrifice, you will not be able to make it. Because we are fighting against the powers. Now that those things will not go just easily. Now it's Luke 16:16. And the law and the prophet were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man pressed into it. Now the kingdom of God is preached, but every man must press into it. It means it's not easy. To get it there is not easy. The salvation is free, but you have to do something to get it there. Now you have to fight for you to get it there. How do you fight? You fight from everything that is contrary to the word of God. Because the kingdom of God is preached now. But the responsibility is in our side now. It's in our side that we must make sure that we press in to get it there. And something you press is not something that you get it easily. Now Daniel has to press it there. Because he knew that I will not get these things easily. If I relax here, not praying, if I relax here, not confessing my sin, I will not get this revelation. I must press in for me to get these things. And he went to seek the Lord in his supplication and prayer. Now, that is not something that you could do it easily. Seeking the Lord in fasting, you must set aside the food. You must set aside a lot of the things because you can't fast eating. Now, Daniel knew that for him to be in condition to receive something from God, he has to press in. That's why the scripture says, it preached, but you must press in. You must press in. You have to do something. It's not time to relax. The condition of the time that we are living in, it shows clearly that we should not relax. It's not yet the time to relax. You can only relax when you get in Jerusalem. But while you are in Babylon, you can't relax at all. Because you have to get out of this condition. It's a captivity. You have to get out of captivity. And Daniel knew that the scripture now must be fulfilled. I must go on. I must go home. Should I relax? And he says that God will fulfill his scripture when he wants to. Yeah, God may fulfill that way. But we see that he didn't do it that way. He knew that this, I can sense now, inside of my heart, that something is fixing to happen. Let me seek the Lord and have what it takes for me to understand these things, that the time of the departure is at hand. If that could be inside of your heart and inside of my heart, that we will be able to press in with this revelation of the scripture, should not bring just knowledge, but should have impact inside of our life to know exactly the time that we are living in as we have recognized our message. And this day, that this thing should prepare us for the rapture, it will do us good. But if it becomes just normal, it will not do you any good. Because the knowledge will not save you at all. But the revelation will save you. The revelation will bring you to the rapture. And we want that revelation to have an impact in each of us' life. Let's all stand and sing a song. And we'll close with a word of prayer. Let's sing that song, Nation Are Breaking.
Nations are breaking, Israel's awaking, signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentiles they hunger, horrors encumber, eternity so in our throne. The day of redemption is here, when hearts are failing for faith. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps stream and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. The victory is growing, Jerusalem's restoring, a national lifelong the throne. Today she is calling, let the rain be falling, turn all this first to your own. The day of redemption is here, men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled, shaking, and many are mistaking God's meaning to be of the sky. God's church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is now.
Hallelujah.
The day of redemption is here. Our God, thou didst generations, as God's revelation will walk where the path held trod. The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps dim and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. The day of redemption is here. Stay right under his blood. I gonna stay right under his blood. I gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can't do me no harm. No harm.
Stay right under his blood.
I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood, where the devil can do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm. His blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me no, I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood, where the devil can't do me no harm, 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 where the devil can't do me no harm.
Each of us speak to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful this evening time.
Yes, Lord.
For everything you provided, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That you send us message of the Ava.
Yes, Lord.
When we see people here and there, even I spoke with some men, and he interprets scripture in certain way. And when we see message of the Ava, what you brought for us, O Lord, we can see clear light everywhere.
Amen.
O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
There is nothing what just we can trust in your voice, Lord.
Mm.
We want to ask, O Lord, that you can reveal more to us, O Lord.
Please, Lord.
That you can just bring us closer, walk with you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That light you brought, O Lord, through your prophet, that can bring action in our life, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That our life will be quickened by your word, O Lord.
Mm.
That something will happen, that something will be changed, O Lord.
Please,
that
Lord.
We will be going from glory to glory, O
yes, Lord.
Lord. That thing, what you ordained to be for us, for our lives, O Lord, forgive our sins, trespasses.
Please,
be with us, O Lord, whenever we will go, O Lord, from this place. May your light will shine upon our lives, O Lord. That your light will be greater and greater in our lives.
Yes,
we see many people don't come for church, O Lord. We want to just commit into your hands them,
yes,
O Lord. That you can speak them, that you can reach them, O Lord. Some people are sick, they can't come, O Lord. We want to just speak your word, Lord.
Yes,
your word of healing.
Amen.
You paid on Calvary for us,
yes,
O Lord.
Lord.
Your stripes, by your stripes we are healed.
Healed.
O Lord, we want to put our sisters in hands. Sister Shaulet, brother,
yes,
brother Wilmo's wife, O Lord. That may your name will be glorified, O Lord. May that testimony bring something special and quick and bring faith for other people to believe you, to trust
yes,
in your word, O Lord. We want to just put ourselves in your hands, our children, whatever, O Lord, we have in our hands, O Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Let's sing the chorus when we meet on Sunday by the grace of the Lord.
O ye saints of light, proclaim Jesus, the light of the world, life and mercy.